Nikki Fultz, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So the city is gearing up for its 2021 Pride Fest, and you were one of the founders of the Fort Wayne Pride organization. What motivated you to care and to get involved in this cause back then?
Well, as a young lesbian, there wasn't a lot of things for me to do here in town. And so I got invited to join the group and quickly became part of it and really became a passion and later on became a founder of the organization that we see today.
And you were mighty young when you did get involved. Are you glad you did?
I'm very glad. It was life-changing, really. It opened me up to meeting new people and having all these new experiences.
How much has the focus on that subject defined, maybe actually realigned itself since then?
Well, I think as we started, it was, you know, more of a loosely knit group and people just trying to find a sense of community. I think that today there's a stronger community that's, you know, available because of technology, because of just more acceptance. And so I think as that has grown, it's given a different shape to the organization and what we're able to do, what we're able to accomplish each year.
As well as what you're able to focus on now that you have the initial ice broken, as it were.
Correct. Yeah. As you build an organization, there's definitely speed bumps along the way. And so we've made it to where we are, definitely, with that.
Good for you. And now, Pride Fest itself, how has it changed since it first hit Fort Wayne?
Yeah, in 1998, you know, it was just a small gathering of people, and it was a great starter, and it quickly built momentum, especially, I think, when social media came about. It really did help to get the word out to people who otherwise we couldn't reach. So it has grown tremendously, but also just really evolved into what it is today, which is a multi-day event, and we're able to reach and do so many different things that we weren't able to do in 1998.
You have a bigger base for support beyond just our city limits?
Oh, significantly. We have people travel from all over the country. Even we have people I know that are coming from California. It's amazing how we're able to reach so many people, especially in rural areas around here where they might feel more isolated. For them to find community here in Fort Wayne is amazing.
That is fantastic. So what all do you have on the agenda for this year, Nikki?
Well, we've been really able to expand. And so we were able to move into both sides of Headwaters Park. We've traditionally been in the east side. We're now able to be on both sides. We've added an extra entertainment stage. So two entertainment stages, vendor market, nonprofits, workshops. We have the beer tent and food and kids space, like all the things that you'd hope to have at a festival. And we try to keep it entertaining so that people feel like they can enjoy themselves throughout both days.
And who all do you expect to see at this year's festival?
We're really lucky, you know, the LGBTQ community is so diverse. We can have all different kinds of people there, no matter their background, no matter anything about them. But we also have straight allies attend too. We welcome anybody who wants to come out, have a great time, is an ally to our community or part of our community. We're excited to see everybody. And, you know, this is our big celebration each year, and we're happy to bring it for everybody.
All age and certainly family friendly as well.
Yeah, it's all ages throughout. We do say at 8 p.m., we ask 5 and younger to leave just because it gets really crowded, and for safety reasons, we'd rather not have the little ones there.
That makes sense. And in your mind, Nikki, what does all of this say about actually our entire community?
I've seen growth throughout our city and throughout our community in acceptance of people who are LGBTQ, acceptance of our events. You know, it's just that whole cultural change, I think, that we've seen nationally. I've seen it locally as well. It's not just with people, but it's with businesses and media and government agencies. It's much different than when we first started.
Does it make your job easier? Do you relish what more you get to do because you have such a firm foothold in the community?
It has made things easier just because we're not worried about as much of the backlash. You know, when we started, people were scared to be seen at Pride. So there was many people in our community who would have loved to attend, but they were worried that they would lose their job or their family. And that, I think, quite a bit has gone away. Not all the way. There's still people who feel that way. But I think because of that, people are more free to come out. We're able to have that media coverage. And so more and more people can find out about our event. But also it makes me as a person feel better. And I think you can do your job better if you just feel more positive about what's happening around you.
I think that you speak for many in the community, and good for everyone in the community. For that.
Definitely, yeah.
And what, may I ask, does the organization do the rest of the year to further the cause?
Well, we recognized pretty early on, like, hey, we've got this event. People love it. It's their time to be themselves, but then they have to wait another year. So we recognized, like, hey, we need to do something about this. So we started with a prom, and then we just started adding more and more events. So we average about one event a month. That has been tremendous in just allowing people in the community to have a space for themselves. And we have a website that has a lot of resources. We're able to connect them with people in the community, nonprofits in the community that can help them. and then our Giving Back campaign.
That Giving Back program is really quite inspirational. How does that work?
We realized that we had these financial resources, not a significant amount, but some that we could really help. And also we had a lot of connections in the community. So we started a scholarship program for LGBTQ youth that they can get a scholarship for higher education. We work with several area churches, specifically Plymouth Congregational, to find people to sponsor families to buy gifts at the holidays. And we were able to, last year was $7,000 worth of assistance to our community. We work with the Positive Resource Connection, which used to be called the AIDS Task Force, and helping keep their food pantry stocked. And we even worked with Forward Indiana to put a food pantry outside of Positive Resource Connection. We've sponsored some smaller prides. We just try to help our way around the community where we can to make sure that people see pride and not just, hey, they're out having fun, but also they want to help us too.
You're establishing your own presence, certainly your own identity, and you're really, really making a difference. Now, I am kind of curious, since that first Pride Fest happened some 23 years ago by now, what kind of changes do you feel community-wide in your own community?
In 1998, I was still in high school. I was out, but it wasn't necessarily something that was very common. I'm a teacher now. I see that students are much more able to be open about who they are. I think there's just so much more representation in the media. We're able to hold jobs without fear of, you know, being lost because we are LGBTQ. We can get married and have children and have all these things that, you know, 1998, we didn't really think was going to be possible, especially so quickly.
Compared to other cities, Nikki, how would you rate the progress we've seen right here in Fort Wayne?
You know, when you look at cities across the country, there are obviously some cities that are more liberal than Fort Wayne. But I think that Fort Wayne has really held its own to be able to embrace some of that diversity, not just with the LGBTQ community, but all different kinds of communities. That's something I love about Fort Wayne, being able to see many different people who represent a lot of different cultures.
And what about that key element, equality? As a community, where would you say we stand? And actually, what do you think has to happen next?
I still have people reaching out that are having problems. You know, there's still young people being thrown out of their houses. There's still young people who are being bullied, you know, even committing suicide. So I think we still have a ways to go to make sure that it is discussed more and not always a taboo subject with younger people, and make sure that people recognize early on that there's all different kinds of people in our world that we can get to know. And I think that's another big step. Just being able to get to know people has really helped. And I hope that we have that mentality continue and spread throughout our community.
Kind of what you're saying is that strength in numbers. Does the momentum that you and the movement are gaining make it easier to recruit supporters from all avenues?
I think visibility has been key. For me, education and visibility is huge. And so the more people that you have and being able to live their authentic selves, and they get, you know, their family, their friends, their coworkers, their neighbors, then they realize like, hey, that's so-and-so, they're not so bad. And then we can really branch out and reach people that we maybe wouldn't have been able to with smaller numbers.
So it's the momentum that you're gathering as well as the numbers that you're gathering and really making this go quickly. Perhaps not quickly enough as we would like, but quickly.
Well, yeah, the support has increased more than I would have imagined early on, for sure.
What about last year's crazy upside down world of COVID? Do you think it helped or hurt?
I think for the LGBTQ community especially, there's a lot of isolation. And so I think, you know, COVID really did impact all different kinds of people, but especially our community. You know, if you're not able to have in-person events, if you don't find that familiarity in the home, people in the home a lot of times aren't part of the community. So you do start to have problems with that. So I think it did hurt our community. Obviously, we weren't able to gather for our festival. So I am hoping, you know, as we open up, people are maybe more grateful and willing to come out to stuff to realize, hey, I really did miss that.
What about the fact that people did come together because they did figure out we're all in this together? Might that carry on now that we're supposed to be in a new normal and be gaining on everything, getting back everything that we lost?
I would love that. I hope so. I would love to see the all in this together. I think just as our entire country, that would be a great mentality for us to get.
Indeed. And how about actually celebrating the LGBTQ community, which has historically been victim to mistreatment and discrimination? What do you say to folks that maybe still don't get the point and the purpose of all of this?
Well, I do hear from people who wonder why we have to have an LGBTQ Pride Festival. And because of that, you know, whenever you have a group that is in the minority, they are going to feel like they don't belong in certain spaces, that they're not safe, not welcome, not accepted. So I would encourage anybody who maybe isn't sure to check it out. Come out to the festival, get to know somebody who's LGBTQ, and just really find that education for yourself. Because I think as you go through life, you're going to meet all different kinds of people. And if you automatically exclude people and leave them out, you might really miss out on an opportunity to gain a good person in your life.
Great points. And after 20 plus years of making a difference, can you believe what a difference you've made by now?
No, I mean, you know, when I first started, I was just trying to find somewhere to go where I could be around a small room of people just like myself. And I think about my first festival that I helped put together and how there was just a small little 20 by 20 tent and people were gathered around. You know, I was so proud of that. So I can't imagine just where we've come and how far we're going to go. And I just look forward to, you know, that hope for the future as well.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, definitely.
So bottom line, Nikki, what do you personally hope that everyone in our community gains from this annual celebration and the spirit in which you all at Fort Wayne Pride have worked to bring this community together?
I hope that people, when they come to Pride, that they just experience that joy that sometimes they're lacking. There are definitely people in our community who aren't proud of who they are, or maybe they just don't feel like they can show it. And so one of the best parts about it is everybody can come out and be themselves and just really enjoy the day and meet new people, find the resources that they might need, and, you know, party it up. Because that's part of it too, is we just want to have a good time. And it's nice for people to be able to feel like they belong.
Nikki Faltz is director of Fort Wayne Pride. Nikki, thank you for sharing your wonderful story with us today. Have a great fest and continued best wishes on your journey.
Thank you so much.